Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the second chapter of Masachet Baba Batra, Perak Lo Yachpor, which will focus almost exclusively on issues of sort of zoning ordinances, what things you're allowed to do within certain proximity of your neighbors or the public area based on anticipated damage as a result of what you do. Speaking of the first Mishnah, on Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph. Lo yachpor adam bor samuch l'boro shel chavero. You cannot dig a cistern next to your fellow's cistern. V'lo shiach v'lo mi'ara, or not a long, narrow trench or a cavern. V'lo amata mayim, an irrigation ditch. V'lo nivrechet kofsin, or a laundry pool. Elam ken yachit mikoto chavero shloshat v'achim esad basid. Unless you distance yourself three tfachim from your friend's wall, a little confusing there, and you plaster the thing that you're digging, so that none of the stuff that's in your stuff can get out and hurt his. Rachikim et hagefet v'tazel. Gefet is the leftover olives after you've gotten the oil out. Zevel is manure. V'tamelach v'tasid, salt or plaster, or limestone. Lime v'etaslaim mikot losho chaviro shloshat tfachim, or boulders, you have to get them away from your friend's wall, three tfachim, and then either o or visad basid, you have to plaster. Rachikin etazraim etamachrisha, meaning you don't plant or plow, v'etmerag lime or leave urine there, minakot or shloshat tfachim, you have to be three tfachim away from the fellow's kotel. Last two things, rachikin etarechayim, you have to move a mill away from the fellow's wall. Shlosha min ha-shechev. The shechev is the lower rock, which in the Torah is called rechayim. Shein arba'a min ha-rechev, which is going to be four tfachim away from the rechev, which is the upper stone, which is smaller. V'ata tanur, shlosha min ha-kalya, shein arba'a min ha-safa. A tanur, that has a lot of heat, which is round and gets narrower on top, has to be three tfachim away from the bottom, which is four away from the lip, which is also below, but is slightly indented. Okay, so the Gemara first is bothered, as I mentioned, by the problem of the bor. Patach bor mesai mekotel. Says you can't get next to a bor, you got to be three tefachim away from the kotel. It's confusing. So now, Amar Abaye, Vitim Rav Yehuda, we're going to stick with this all the way through. Mikotel boro shaninu. What it means is from the wall of the person's bor. The person puts a cistern, he has a wall around it. So just say three tefachim from the bor. The answer is that the assumed width of the wall around a cistern is three tefachim thick. And there's an afkamina there which is for sale, meaning, if a guy says, I'm selling you a cistern with its walls, the wall has to be three tefachim wide, otherwise not a proper wall, and the sale is fraudulent. Now, Itmar. Habali smach betzad, and this machloket is going to take us through the rest of this podcast. Habali smach betzad ameitzad. Let's say you want to dig a pit or whatever of these things right next to the guy's boundary, and he doesn't have a bore there. Habaya mar sumech. Habaya says you can do so. Rava mar no sumech. Rava says you still can't do it. Now, two versions of this machloket. Version one: besadal yisuyal borot. If it's a field that normally is going to have pits in it, divrei kol no sumech. Everybody agrees you cannot put something there l'chatchila. Ki pligi b'sadeh shenah suya l'barot. Their machloket is only if your neighbor's field is a field that normally wouldn't have excavations, like a rain, or a field that all gets all rainwater. Abaye omer sumech. Abaye says you could put it. Ha'ein omer suya l'barot. After all, there's no reason to anticipate the other fellow's going to want to excavate. Rav Amar no sumech. Rav says you can't. Amar leiki echidat imach v'chafat. Your neighbor could say to you, just like you changed your mind and put up an excavation, and I'm imach v'chafat, I might change my mind and put a pit in here too. That's version one. So according to this version, everyone will agree that if the other field is a field that we anticipate digging things, then you can't put it. The only machloket is if it's one that is not that kind of field. Ikadamri, there's another version, that everybody will agree that you may put it in a field next to a field that would not have excavations. That the machloket is in a field, the kind of field like an irrigation field, an irrigated field, that typically would have excavations, but just doesn't yet. This is a machloket later in the parak. Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi disagree about whether you can plant a tree within a certain proximity of another fellow's cistern, because of the issue of root damage. So Rabbanan who said, Rabbanan who said, you have to go 25 amot away from the fellow cistern. Hatam to be in the kanata to the boy. The Rabbanan said that only because there's already a boy there, so you've got to distance yourself. But Abaye will say that even here the Rabbanan would agree with me, because there's no boy yet that the guy's dug. Rava would say you can't put it. Afilu Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbanan's opposite number, Rabbi Yossi, da amar zecho fer betoch shelo, vezenotei betoch shelo, that you can dig your cistern in your property, and I'm going to plant the tree in my property, and it's going to be right next to it. Hanimili hatam to be eaten at the konata leitanu l'sharshav the kamazkil al the boar, because when you're planting a tree, the roots aren't yet destroying the boar. It's only months or maybe years later that'll happen. Hacha amare komar amare de kamachat machiot kamar pitli la'aroi. But here Rava would say, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, that when I'm digging a pit next to your property that you may want to dig in, because Asuyal Barot, that everything that you dig is weakening my land. Right now it's weakening my land, not later on. All right, so let's test Abaye and Rava into both versions against our Mishnah and several Braitot. Our Mishnah, time Adika Bor, the only reason you can't put a cistern there and other things is because there's already a cistern on the other side. Haleka Bor Somech, the implication is that if the guy hasn't excavated yet, you can put yours right next to the border. So according to the second Lashon that says, everybody agrees that if it's a field that typically wouldn't have excavations, you could put one. So then Rav will answer that our Mishnah is talking about a field where typically you wouldn't put one. That's why he allows it. But according to the first Lashon that says that the Machloket Abaye Rava is only in a field where you typically don't put it, but in a field where you typically would put it, everybody would agree you can't, that means Rava says you never can. So Bishlam Abaye Necha, Abaye will say, fine, our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's a field where you typically don't. Elol Rava Kasha, but Rava has no way out. So Amalacha Rava Ha'id Ma'alam Rabbi V'tem Rav Yehuda V'kol Tavor Sharinu. They said that's not a problem, because what's the distancing? You don't distance from the wall from the guy's property. You distance from the guy's kotel bor. In other words, the question is, he already has a bor in place. That's what you have to distance yourself from. Okay, good. Ika da Amri, some people actually saw that challenge the opposite direction. Since the Mishnah is only distancing him from kotel bor, that means that you're allowed to put in a bor if there's nothing else there. So, according to the opinion that says that they'll all agree that if it's a field that typically takes one, you can't put one there. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's used for borot, and then everybody will agree you can't put it there. But according to the first lashon that says that in a sadeh that's typically got excavations, that's where the disagreement is. Bishlamal Rava Necha, so Rava's fine because he says you can't do it. Labaye Kasha, Abaye has a problem because Abaye says in that case you can do it. And here the implication is you can never do it. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where they simultaneously began digging. Nobody was there first. So there's nobody who says, my neighbor doesn't have a pit yet, can I dig? And they both come at the same time. All right, let's test it against this. Toshma, selah babiyadayim. If you have earth that's very, very soft, you pick up with your hands. Zecho febro mikan, zecho febro mikan, zemachik shloshat vachim mesad basid, zemachik shloshat vachim mesad basid. Lachatchili, you have to dig your excavation a distance from the other fellow's property. So you see that you cannot set it up lachatchila. The answer is babiyadayim shani. Soft earth is a different story. With the ka'arila, my ka'arila. By the way, why did you even bring it up? You knew it was different. The answer is Babi Adayim is Tzrichla. We needed it. I might think that since it's so soft, you might need greater than three tefachim. Kamash one, the three tefachim is enough. Toshma machikin et hagevet vet hazevel vet hamelech vet hasid vet haslayim mikot lo shachaveh el gibot tefachim osad basid. The second clause in the Mishnah has all those other things. You have to go a distance away. Tamadik a kotel. It's only because there's a kotel there. Halek a kotel somech. If there's no kotel, you can put it right there, which seems to support Abaye's position. L'chatchila, you could set something up on your friend's boundary as long as he has nothing like a wall there. Lo, ki like a kotel nami lo samich. Even if there is no kotel, you can't put it, Rava would answer. V'lamai kamashlan, so what's it teaching? Kamashlan dehani kosher l'kotel. It's there to teach you that these things hurt a wall. So you want to protect your wall, don't put those things near it. The next clause in the Mishnah said you can't plow or plant or have urine lying within three tefachim of a kotel. Again, tamadika kotel, like a kotel tzamich. Sounds like you could plant right next to the guy's boundary if he has no wall there. Loki, like a kotel namilo tzamich, even if there is no wall, because he might put up a wall. Instead of teach you that liquid, wet things hurt a kotel. You put plants in, you water them, you plow, you water it afterwards. Urine, that hurts the wall. Toshma, the penultimate clause in the Mishnah about distancing the mill. Again, same thing, only because there's a kotel that you have to distance. Haleka kotel samich. Lo, kileka kotel amilo samich, falamai kamashlan, again the same thing, what's it teaching us? Kamashlan, the tiraya kasha lekotel, shaking is bad for a wall. So having a mill and near it, which is moving, that's bad, you gotta be a distance away. But even if there is no wall, you still can't put it there, because the other guy has the right to put a wall there. Again, that's Rava's defense. Toshma, ve'eta tanur, kshalamina kilia, kalia, shein dalmina safa. Again, tamidi kakotel, kakotel samich, lo, kileka kotel amilo samich, HaKamashvalan, the Hevla Kashel Kotel. Hot air is bad for a kotel. Heat is bad for a kotel. Toshma, lo yiftach adam chanut shel nachtumin v'shel tzabain tachat otzor shel chaviro. You can't open up a store of baking or of dyeing with his fumes rising underneath a fellow's storehouse. V'lo refet bakar, or a barn. Tamadik otzar, and the implication is only because he's got a storehouse up there. Halek otzar avi, but you can set it up, and if he wants to put an otzar later, that's his problem. The answer is, Dira Shani, you have your own house, and you're a baker, so you want to have a bakery there. So that's different because you're residents. We can't stop you unless you're really directly going to be mazik right now. Tetani alai, my tar refet bakar, kodem al otzar mutar. If your barn was there before the guy put his otzar up, it's mutar. You see. Toshma, lo yitai adam ailan samuch l'sadeh elim ken yirchik menu dal amot. You shouldn't plant a tree next to a field unless you're 4 amot away. Why dal amot? Because the sadeh we're talking about is a karam. You need 4 amot on the outside, as we've seen many times in Mishnah and Kilayim, in order to get around the karam, to be on the side, and to plant, to pluck, etc. It's only that reason. If it weren't for that, you could plant your tree right next to the guy's field. Even though you've got roots that are going to hurt, which means, sounds like a baye, you can put something right next to the border, even though later on there might be damage. We're talking about a case where there's hard rock, like virgin rock, that divides between your property and the other, and so roots can't cut through. Now, we have a problem. This supports it because if there's a fence between them, you could put your field and he could put his tree right up against the fence and that's fine. So it must be that underneath that there's hard rock. It's not going to let the roots come through. But look at the seifa. If the roots were coming into the other guy's property, you have to dig down and put your roots 3 tefachim down to make sure that his plow doesn't get hurt by that. If there's a hard rock there, how are the roots coming across? The answer is, that's what it's saying. If there isn't hard rock, and your roots are coming across, you have to dig 3 tefachim deep so it doesn't get in the way of the plow. We will continue with our analysis of Avayin Rava's Machloket in the next podcast and take us all the way into further analysis of the Mishnah. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.